This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My good friends, welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Man is here. Everybody say hello. Happy Wednesday to you.
Hello. Happy Wednesday to you.
Yes.
Man, hello. Happy Wednesday to you.
Keeping that Pat Royce in check? Manny, my question was for you. Todd doesn't have to keep Pat Royce in check.
What do you say?
Are you keeping Pat Royce in check?
I don't know if Pat is the guy that can be kept in check, though.
Keep him between the lines, you know what I'm saying?
He's usually pretty good at doing that for himself, which might be a little shocking. But
Manny's always hanging out with those Twin Cities sports talk gurus, as a matter of fact. Are people gushing over the Minnesota Twins right now, Manny? Are they freaking out? Are they just like, this is the best, this is great, it's like Christmas morning is fantastic, they're on a roll, they're a great start. Are people excited?
Not after yesterday.
Come on. Isn't that typical?
Well, it's baseball season, Scott. You know, people, they sometimes they forget it's 162 games, and so team loses one, and everybody kind of... I think most people are worried about Byron Buxton right now because he's striking out at an insane rate right now. So,
yeah, I woke up middle of the night and I said, you know that Byron Buxton? I'm tired of him striking out. Todd, did you do that? I couldn't even sleep. I'm so distraught over the whole thing.
I have that problem every day. I have a different problem every day.
Exactly right. Rev does that about the Pirates. Yeah. So he's busy. He's busy finding me the clip of Sean Spicer, who said something so foul, so vile, that the swamp wants him to be drowned in the swamp.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm really tired of this.
Here we go again.
You know, first of all, you know, what happened? Donald Trump was the laughingstock of all, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 Republican presidential candidates. Laughingstock. Remember Ann Coulter on that program? Who do you think is going to win the nomination?
Wasn't there like 21 at one point or something? But anyway.
Year before it happened, asked her what's going to happen. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, they laughed at her. They laughed so terribly.
I know.
That was so.
It's the way she said it, too. Donald Trump, you know, like the kid in the corner with a dunce cap on or something that everybody laughed at, and it turned out to be right.
Fake news. They were wrong. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, the administration itself, Steve Bannon, every day he's going to be fired. Hasn't happened. Fake news. Right. And how about Kansas last night? There's a special election in Kansas to fill the seat of one of the Trump cabinet members, Mike Pompeo, who's a member of Congress down there, who happens to be, by the way, a good friend of Congressman Kevin Cramer's. And he'll be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, will be here at the bottom of this hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about the economic environment in North Dakota, how the tax revenues are looking, and also a little, what are the impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline? I've asked this a few times on the air, but when you have the potential for $2-3 more per barrel of oil as a result of the transportation discount elimination, because you have the Dakota Access Pipeline now, well, when we're pumping 1 million barrels a day and you're getting 2-3 more just from that pipeline, you know, what is the total ripple effect on North Dakota? So we're going to ask that coming up here in just a little bit, and look forward to it. Congressman Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall for all your questions. I might ask him about this Mike Pompeo seat. So anyway, he goes to the Trump cabinet, right, and a seat is open, and they need to fill it. It's been a Republican seat forever. And the swamp, also known as the mainstream media and the political establishment and the liberals in Washington, D.C., have been telling us for better than a month, oh, they're going to lose that seat. They're losing that seat. Look at the poll numbers. It's slipping away. It's slipping away. Guy won like by 6, 7, 8 points. So now they'll say, oh, I didn't win big enough. Oh, it could have been bigger. Shouldn't have been. Folks,
when have the polls ever been right? Because remember Hillary was up 75-20 in one poll? And I mean, why do we keep listening to those things? They never seem to be right.
Fake news, fake polls. My point is this. ignore the noise. Ignore the noise. I'm dead serious. Find a news source you trust so you know factually what's happening and decide for yourself. You don't need an analysis from some nitwit in Washington, D.C. trying to make a name for him or herself. You don't. Don't get wrapped up in it. I have no idea what they're talking about. So the latest controversy is this. And I really want to know from you sincerely what you think about this. Sean Spicer is the press secretary for Donald Trump. A lot of foreign policy issues going on. Look at Syria and the chemical weapons. Look at, you know, and so he's just being peppered with all these questions. Russia, North Korea, in these press briefings. And he used an analogy here that's getting him in a little bit of trouble. But I want you to listen to this critically and think. Tell me if you think something is across the line here. All right? You're going to first hear his original answer, what prompted all that, and he's since apologized because the swamp is freaked out, which, by the way, is a good idea. In a case like that, I believe. Listen.
You had a... You know, someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. So you have to, if you're Russia, ask yourself, is this a country that you and a regime that you want to align yourself with?
Thanks. I just want to give you the opportunity to clarify something you said that seems to be gaining some traction right now. Quote, Hitler didn't even sink to the level of using chemical weapons. What did you mean by that?
I think when you come to sarin gas, there was no, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that a shot is doing. I mean, there was clearly, I understand your point. Thank you.
I'm just giving you a point.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There was not in the, he brought him into the, to the Holocaust Center. I understand that. But I'm saying in the way that the Assad used them, where he went into towns, dropped them down to innocent into the middle of towns, it was brought. So the use of it, and I appreciate the clarification there. That was not the intent.
All right, so that wasn't the apology. He since apologized, and I think it might have been a written statement, and we haven't. But a little clunky. But I totally got what he said. I didn't even think when he said even someone as despicable as Hitler didn't stoop to the level of using chemical weapons against the Jews. Now, obviously, there was gas chambers, and that was a horrific weapon, and he is despicable. But I think what he's saying is, and it's true in my mind, Hitler could have killed more people if he just didn't round up Jews and put them in concentration camps and ultimately put them to death in the gas chambers, but rather gone out to mass, you know, places and used chemical weapons. Whatever. Certainly a little bit clunky and everybody freaks out, but is it worthy of this hyperventilating that's going on about this? I mean, Brian Williams on NBC, who, by the way, lied, and he's still on TV reporting news for NBC. The guy lied, and he is acting as though this is a criminal offense, which Sean Spicer's done. So, here's my question for you. Is it? And by the way, is anything somebody says really that? I mean, I'm much more interested in actions. And I know when somebody does something, whether it's good or it's bad, good or evil. This guy's trying to explain why this is important to respond to because of what Assad did in Syria. I didn't cringe at all. Until the reporter said, oh, wait a minute, you know, you said he didn't use gas. What about the, and then he quickly, it popped in his head. I'm trying to downplay Hitler? I don't think. What do you think? I want to know. 258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, or you can call toll-free at 800-228-0550. Put that right there on your speed dial. We'd like that. Text us, me, 367-2054, Todd, 226-8503, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. First text of the day, Scott, how is your mom? You know, the listeners of this program are all like family to me. So I really appreciate that. And I have told you that my mom is in her final days. But she's very peaceful. She's a delight to be around. She's not awake, obviously, but, you know, just holding her hand and talking to her, and all of our family members are there. And so we've pretty much had a, well, we have, round the clock. One family member has been there since last Wednesday. So, but she's tough. She's hanging in there. She's a Tiljus. So, anyway, thank you so much. I've said goodbye. And this will obviously be a tough few days when this happens. But I have to tell you that my mom had such a strong faith. I've talked about this on the air before, that it's really hard for me to be sad in the sense of, for her, oh, this is terrible, right? I'm sad for us that at 76 she's going to leave us sooner than she should. But I'm not sad for her in any way. I'm very glad, in fact, because I know exactly where she's going. All right, more of your calls when we come back. But thanks for asking. 800-228-0550. Go.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scott Hannon, Spicer made a big boo-boo. We should have never even brought that stuff up. You know, just go what you got going for you. You know, they got us out in a corner with that sarin gas, you know. Just go with that. Why do you got to bring up other stuff? You know, it's just, that's what's wrong with these politicians. Oh, get, you know. You know, just leave stuff alone and go with what you got. You know, do something, do it. Don't make excuses for everything.
Well, I think that'd be a perfect world that the caller describes. But you do need to explain why you're doing something. You need to talk about your rationale. And again, Sean Spicer is answering questions. Okay? So when you say, don't talk about it, don't talk about it, I mean, that his job is to talk. Okay? I, as far as his screw-up on Hitler, I don't agree, and I want to know from others. Do you agree or not? Let me know. 800-228-0550. Texter says, didn't the Democrats compare Trump to Hitler? Well, all the time. But whatever. I mean, that comparison is so tired, it's unbelievable.
I was just going to say, isn't that like the laziest thing out there? Because when the memes were coming during the election, Trump was Hitler, and then all of a sudden Bernie Sanders was Hitler. Well, they can't both be Hitler, for crying out loud.
George W. Bush was Hitler. It's just it's a tired comparison.
Yeah, it's too lazy.
I got you. And I think it's much. But I honestly want to know, when you heard that first part, did you have, you know, did you go, wait a minute here, what's going on? Did you, or, you know, is this just a Washington disease? You know what I mean? Did you know 86% of people agree pipelines are the preferred method of moving crude to oil? No kidding. That's why 79% of North Dakotans disagreed with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. That's right. Because people understand, because of oil and gas development in North Dakota, we're moving in the right direction. Interesting to see what North Dakotans think about the nation versus the state in going in the right direction. 73% say North Dakota's going in the right direction right now. 48% say the nation's going in the right direction. That's North Dakotans. And stats from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here, on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And let's get to the phones. To Jamestown we go. And Troy, what's on your mind, Troy?
Good morning.
Morning.
Been listening to y'all for 3 years. Really appreciate your show. Common sense, evidently, is rarer, I guess, than what you would think it would be in the rest of the country. I mean, Adolf Hitler represented a level of evil, and I think Sean Spicer was awesome in referencing that as a level.
A level of evil, he called despicable. And yet, pointing out, as despicable and evil as he was, he didn't go out and use chemical weapons, you know, in a sense like Assad did, right?
Exactly.
I didn't make the gas chamber comparison until the reporter did. I really didn't. It didn't even pop into my head. And then you can hear him kind of go, oh, what have I done here, right? What have I done? But the idea that we had to spend however many hours of bandwidth talking about this as a result of it just tells you why that swamp is so stupid. And that's why I pointed out Trump was going to lose, right? Polls were all wrong, you know, telling us he's done, you know, and every week you've got somebody that's going to be fired or this is happening. And it's all wrong. It's all wrong. How many times do these people have to get it wrong before you don't listen to them anymore?
That's a good question, but as long as the voters keep holding them responsible, hopefully we'll make some progress eventually.
Thank you, Troy. I want to know what you think about the Spicer thing. Is he the president's press secretary or the people's press secretary? Text another listener. Not sure the meaning or intent of that question, but he's obviously the president's press secretary. He's a spokesperson for the president. He's the voice of the administration. When you say the people's secretary, you know, I mean, Donald Trump's elected by the people. He's the president. And so, you know, is he now speaking for people? Yeah, I guess. But, you know, you don't take questions from the.
I mean, every press secretary is an arm of the president. Well, the president's press secretary is an arm of the president.
Exactly.
Not an arm of the people.
Let's not forget Obama misquoted how many states were in the U.S., said another texter. Yeah, I mean, when you start going, gotcha.
57.
When you start, when you.
Although maybe there's a few that ought to be because, you know, they get taxed and all that. But, yeah.
And they're not there yet. Another texter. Thanks for the update on your mom, Scott. Bless you all. Thank you. Another texter. Sean Spicer, slow news day. Another texter. Kansas election, 100,000 Republicans stayed home, 25,000 Democrats stayed home. That only tells me there's less Democrats than there are Republicans in Kansas. But, again, special elections don't exactly drive people out. You know what I mean? It doesn't. Somebody else said, good morning, gentlemen. I'm curious about something I've seen on Facebook posted by Sean Oban slamming Kevin Cramer. Can you ask him about it? I tagged you both on Facebook on the story. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll do that. Won't we, Todd? He tagged us. What does that mean? Like we're out on the playground and tag your it? Or what?
Yeah, that's what he means. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Jim and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, you know, it is so unbelievably nauseating what they will do with somebody that's not doesn't fit their liberal agenda. You know, Sean Spicer made a statement, though it probably wasn't the brightest statement in the world to make, but then we had the 32-degree IQ Joe Biden bumbling around for 8 years. They never said a word about him. I just kept, you know, obviously, gassing people in the gas chamber was bad, but the comparison wasn't that bad. But they have, you know, anything they can do to attack Trump and do that, they're going to do it. It's just absolutely silly. Pathetic is what the better word. It's just pathetic.
It's worth for example.
I can't describe the anger I have over it. It's just, you know, it's so typical of these pathetic losers. I can't stand it.
Yeah, to me, it is, there's a solution for it. Drain the swamp. That's when I, it's the swamp. So that's why my counsel is to not get wrapped up into it. And I'm preaching, but not following what I'm preaching in some regards, because I will admit there's days I'm like, what is going on? Like what, you know, why can't Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon get along with Jared and you know, Gary, what's his face? You know, I mean, I do. But then I go, wait a minute. They sucked me into the National Enquirer noise. You know what I mean? Another texter. What is really stupid is that people say Spicer is racist for bringing up the Holocaust. They'll use that word for anything. I don't think they know what it means anymore. Very good point. More text welcome for me. 367-2054. For Todd, 226-8503. And you can call us, 800-228-0550. Congressman Cramer next hour. Ryan Rauschenberger when we come back. Talking state tax revenues. What do we all have for you here? Oh, we got a busy week. John Bolton coming up. Governor Doug Burgum tomorrow. He's one popular guy. How about that story? More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So I usually just let it go a couple of seconds. I'm here. Just enjoying the song. God knows that. Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. And I want to tell you about my work, a couple of moments here about my friends at Titan. We're talking about the Titan Outlet Store, the folks that have guaranteed iron at outlet prices. I want you to think about this. They're the place with wholesale pricing on used ag equipment. But you get added value too. Warranty, money-back guarantee. And they pride themselves in world-class, thoroughly inspected used agriculture equipment at outlet prices. Their iron is top-notch. That's why they back it up with a money-back warranty and guarantee and offer the warranty as well. Do a little browsing today. We get cranking here on a new growing season. Get yourself a deal. TitanOutletStore.com. There are deals. TitanOutletStore.com. Or you can call them at 218-233-3700. I pick out a different piece of iron every now and then and chat about it till it sells, and I'm really excited about that 2011 Case IH Magnum 290. 124 on it. 12-month, 500-hour warranty that comes with it. 10% down. You got it. You got that excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. And the tread's good on the tires, and it's a good piece of iron. TitanOutletStore.com to see it or call them, 218-233-3700. Stop and see them, Minnesota Exit 6, Glendon, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you to Titan Outlet Store. All right, let's see here. Just one leftover comment from, two texts I hadn't got to. Ginsburg called Lindsey Graham a woman. Where's the outrage on that? I don't remember that. Did she, like in Ruth Bader Ginsburg? I remember her getting in a little bit of trouble for saying something. I didn't remember it was about Lindsey Graham, but that's funny. And I agree. Where's the outrage on that? It's always, you know, when a conservative says something perceived to be offensive, the swamp goes crazy. When it happens on the left, they laugh at cocktail parties. John Carrington says, I saw today that the Democrats are spending $67,000 a day in Georgia trying to win that seat. Wow. Wonder how the left-stream media is going to do if they lose that one like they lost Kansas. Good point. Anyway, the Democrats need a win, so that's why they're pumping this up pretty big time. Ryan Rauschenberger is here, our state tax commissioner, and he is in Fargo today for a politics and a plate luncheon. And so we asked him to come a little bit earlier and chat with us on the radio, take some of your questions. How are you, Ryan?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So do you like crunch numbers like 100 times a day, or are you getting just a blizzard of data, or how do you keep track of the numbers?
Well, I think we're on day 67 of the session, so we're running numbers really constantly in our office between it being filing season and then tax bills and then running fiscal notes on potential bill changes and amendments. We're off to the races. It's busy, but it's good. Kind of have that adrenaline rush with everything going on right now.
How do you think the session's going?
I think it's going pretty well. The legislators have a lot of difficult decisions ahead of them. They're cutting budgets. But of course, that all comes back to revenue. So, you know, the half of the equation when it comes to appropriations is the revenue side of things. And because of the decrease in revenues that we've seen, you've had to, especially in sales, which is the number one contributor to the general fund, you've had to see that decline in sales taxes led to cuts in education, higher education, and human services. Those two things, including K-12, make up 70% of the general fund. With sales tax being the number one contributor to the general fund, and with that declining and where it's at now, you have to cut human services and education, and that's essentially the tough decisions that they're making in Bismarck right now and coming to resolution in conference committees.
I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the overall economic picture as we look at it from tax revenue. I have a very strong sense that we're in a spring-like mode from the standpoint of kind of a bounce back, if you will, from a couple of tough years. Do you sense that?
Well, the way I like to set that up is first give a historical perspective. You know, we went through a huge economic expansion, say, from 2008 through 2013. And just to give you some numbers, in 2007, the sales tax base, so the taxable sales in North Dakota was about $10 billion in 2007. That increased dramatically up to 2013 to $27 billion. So the fastest growing economy, the biggest growing tax base in the nation. Now, just from 2013 down to 2016, the most recent year, we've gone from $27 billion peak down to $17 billion. And what I like to call that is an economic reset. So essentially the economy is, we went through this peak and this valley, and now we're starting to plateau, and we're starting to see a bit of an uptick again. So like you said, there's a bit of a springtime activity going on. We've met forecasts this last month in sales tax. You know, we've been reducing that amount, that forecast amount to meet what's coming in revenues. We've met that now this last month, and we're starting to see an increase in oil tax again too, which shows that, as I'm watching the oil prices this morning, you know, just over 53, around $53.50 in oil, we're starting to see that uptick, completion of wells. We actually believe that based on February production, our tax numbers from February, that we should be over 1 million barrels a day again in oil production. So we should start to see those tax revenues flowing into the state going into the spring and summer months. And, you know, good weather, even though price is in that low 50 mark, we went through a tough December as far as weather and oil production, and that really halted oil well completions, but we've bounced back strongly. And based on some rough numbers, Lynn Helms from Oil and Gas can confirm this later, but really we believe that we're either at or close to or over 1 million barrels a day again, because we had such a spike in our oil tax collections from February production that we collected in March. So between sale, we hope that will soon trickle into the general fund as far as sales tax, bump up in activity there too, going into the summer months. So even though we've cut forecasts, we've cut back the level of general fund money that we depend on, there's some bright spots in the future too.
There was a great deal of controversy generated by eco-terrorists and environmental extremists over the Dakota Access Pipeline, and one of the tragedies of that, in my view, is it crowded out a discussion about the benefits of that project, because you know, to put in one project, you know, nearly $4 billion and have over 500,000 barrels a day. So you just mentioned that we're back over 1 million, right, which will be a psychological win, you know, just when those numbers are out. That's pretty cool. But we knew that was coming. It's just, I think, coming a little sooner than we thought, right? And so that's a good thing. But it's an even better thing with the availability of getting our product to market without that transportation discount. Do we know the difference that's going to make in our economy?
Well, I can't express how important having a reliable and cheap way of getting oil to market is to the state. When you think about Dakota Access Pipeline, 500,000 barrels a day, that is, you know, roughly half at any given time, more than half or half right now of the production in the state. For every dollar that statewide, for every dollar that we can save on transportation for a barrel of oil, it means and this is just oil tax. We're not talking the added benefit of revenue to state and sales tax. Just in oil tax, every dollar that a company can save is $70 million biennium. That's just that one narrow sales in oil tax. That's how huge that is to North Dakota, that decreasing that discount. You don't have to rail it out anymore. You can get it to market more cheaply and more quickly, and that closes that transportation discount, and that's what oil tax is based on. Oil taxes are number one tax collection in the state. We'll collect over $3 billion of oil tax just in this upcoming biennium. And so for every dollar we can save or the companies can save, that's a benefit for the state too, in the tune of $70 million of biennium. But then you add on the other taxes like $10 million a year in property tax. That all gets figured into this, and it adds up. We're talking dozens and dozens of millions of dollars of benefit just to the state because of that infrastructure that's in place getting oil to market.
So rough numbers, what kind of an impact will it be annually?
Well, annually, there have been some estimations in a very optimistic situation. If you could decrease maybe upwards of $3 a barrel, if you had that, and then you add the property tax on and the discounts on all oil comes down, we could be looking anywhere from $50 to $100 million a year. Now, that is a hypothetical situation. It could be anywhere from, say, 30 to 100. We'll see. In the next few months, we'll have a much better estimate of what that how far that transportation cost has come down. We'll be able to estimate what that will be. But it could be huge and upwards and maybe up to $100 million per year.
Yeah, and that's what I think got lost in all of that, because that's incredible. I mean, that's, I don't know if we hit the streets and ask folks if they comprehend that. I mean, that people in the industry do, but that discount is, when you're talking about the margins where they are, and you're talking about oil, in the prices that it's, 40s, 50s versus where it was, it's the difference of people being hired or not.
Well, and I think it's important for people to know where that oil tax goes, because oil tax goes to education. It's dedicated constitutionally for education, legacy fund, and also for water projects. So you think about the diversion, flood protection in Minot. All of that is funded primarily by oil tax directly, and those are constitutionally dedicated. So when you talk about this infrastructure, it helps the entire state in oil tax.
Ryan Rauschenberger is with the State Tax Commissioner. If you do have a question or comment, certainly welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Please ask the Tax Commissioner about progress on taxing paid protesters' income.
Well, that Scott, this is something I've been talking about for quite some time. It's the filing season, so we're busy. Actually, the filing deadline for your listeners, if they haven't filed yet, the deadline is next Tuesday, April 18th. Little plug there. But
I got my refund back already.
And we'll be open late Monday and Tuesday if you have any questions, so give us a call. With that being said, it's right in the middle of filing season. We have looked into, we've talked to other agencies. We've been researching where dollars have been coming from, where they've been going to. We still believe that this is going to have to play out in the long term because there's a delay, of course, in filing income taxes and getting 1099 information from the IRS, which we'll have later this year. I think when we get that, we have a better picture of who's been remitting the 1099s, so letting us know who they've been paying. And then that will help connect the dots and be able to ask those who were here earning an income and getting paid. If they were getting paid, we will try seek them out and send them notices saying you should be paying income tax in North Dakota.
Do we have any evidence of them following the rules in other places?
At this point, no. We don't have any evidence of them necessarily following the rules in other places. But
if I'm keep it in the ground, a 501c3 that gets all this money poured into me to go on to environmental activism, and I send people wherever, I wonder how often they go, well, you've been in Montana for X amount of time, you've been in Minnesota, you're going to find out, I guess. Right?
Yeah, we're going to find out. If they aren't other places, if they haven't been, we'll be the first. We'll try to get them to file and pay here.
Good point. More with Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commission. When we come back and ask a little bit about some of the tax relief proposals in the state legislature that are going on as well. And any questions you have, text them in, 226-8503, or give us a call.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in the sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Great last night. Always do. Thanks to MyPillow. You should, too. Call them. Get a great deal. Don't buy pillows in the stores. I know Ryan will want to shoot me for that because he just assumed that the stores get the sales tax revenue. I'm all for that. Just sell a different pillow because you got to buy the premium pillow. You can't buy the classic. You got to buy the one Todd and I sleep on or one of those pet pillows that our dogs are sleeping on. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows right now. Free shipping on orders over $100. I'm going to order a mattress from them next. They're just so good, and I love the story of good man, Mike Lindell, the inventor, who's going to join us again soon. Back with Ryan Rauschenberger, our state tax commissioner in North Dakota. Your questions, welcome for him. Ryan's going to be talking about North Dakota's economy and tax revenues at the Politics and a Plate Luncheon today. A group called the United Republican Committee does these, I think, monthly at the Holiday Inn, noon to 1. Rick Burke started this. It's kind of a neat deal. It's been going on for a long time. I remember Ed Schaefer was the speaker at the Politics and a Plate, where it was the day after Byron Dorg announced he wasn't running again, and we knew John Homan was headed to the U.S. Senate. Actually, we knew it even before Byron Dorgan announced, but that's another show. Anyway, so a lunch buffet at noon today, noon to 1. Registration begins at 11:30. Come on out and hear more of Ryan than you're hearing today. Let's talk about one of the ideas related to property tax relief. You know, we have this explain the current property tax relief mechanism we have in North Dakota right now.
Yeah, I think that's important to understand how property tax relief is delivered first, and the primarily property tax is delivered through capping local school tax levies, and that isn't being changed this session. So I want your listeners to understand that the vast majority of property tax relief has come from a school funding formula where local school mill levy caps are put in place. So that remains. The second method of property tax relief is delivered through a 12% credit across the board at the bottom of your bill. The state essentially pays for 12% of every single property tax bill in the state. So that's how the current mechanism of property tax is delivered. The debate that's occurring right now is to replace the 12% across the board credit with essentially the state taking over the funding for social services in all the counties.
So when you say the state taking it over, it would be less expense county by county, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right, right.
And then they just do it through the are the counties okay with that?
Well, the counties are on board with this because what would happen, and I have to explain, is that the mill levies that are allotted for there on every tax bill, there's a certain amount of mill levies that go to pay for county social services. Those mill levies would go away, so you would have lower mills again, just like with the school caps that are in place now. You'd have lower mills on your bill, but the tax credit would potentially go away to an extent. So that 12% would go away, but your mills would go down. So the state would then, one of the reasons for doing this is for the state to get out of just paying across the board every bill and have some control over the expenses themselves. Yeah. And so it really gets down to state control over the money they're spending.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, conservatives were somewhat critical. They liked the tax relief, but they didn't like the mechanism necessarily, the delivery, because is it sustainable? And, of course, it costs more and more and more every year, right? So this would be a way to sort of make it easier where those 12 mills go away. And then the state. So the average homeowner is going to come out even, right?
Well, depending on where this comes out of conference committee, and that's one of the interesting things about right now is there's a debate between having a complete hold harmless that would keep it even to the 12% or having it be below that 12%. Right now, about the mill levies alone would be about a 7% compared to the current 12%. If it comes out somewhere in between, or if there's an agreement to keep that hold harmless, it'd be somewhere between 7 and 12. I think that's where the conference committees are in discussion right now. So it could be less than under the current mechanism, or it could be the full 12%. And we're right in the middle of those discussions that are occurring back in Bismarck because we are in a budget credit situation. But the ultimate discussion is more of on a funding and policy side is that we need to get out of the full 12% because that just keeps growing with local budgets. This would give the state control over how the money's spent, the delivery of those services, and eventually have the state control those social service deliveries. That's really the end goal here, and this is the first step to doing that.
If that were to emerge out of the legislative session, it's been talked about for a while. Jack Dalrymple, the former governor, was a big proponent of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And discussed as a more long-term solution for the property tax relief for folks. When would that take effect on property tax bills?
That would take effect really on not the bill you get this year, but in 18. So it'd be the next year's bills. So essentially, people could expect to see that change. If this goes, there may not be any change, but if this does change, you'd see that on next year's bills.
And what protections are there that the expenses won't just be on a different spot in the counties?
Right. Well, there's a formula that would go into place. One is those mill levy authority would go away. So they wouldn't even be able to levy those social service mills anymore. And then the state has a formula to control those costs based on caseload and then an inflator cap as far as how much each caseload can be delivered each year. And that's being discussed right now in the conference committee, that formula to make sure that there's some cost controls. And this is really the way for the state to help control the property tax levies in the state.
Since you're the tax commissioner, is this a better deal for the taxpayer, do you believe?
I think it's better all around because if the state's going to be paying for social service, they have control over those levies, as opposed to just paying a 12% credit across the board that can just keep growing and growing out of control.
Fascinating conversation. Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
I want the listeners to know Ryan didn't look at one number, one piece of paper, all in his mind, all in his head. A great run-through with great numbers and good report. Ryan Rauschenberger, our state tax commissioner. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MVI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MVI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MVI Energy Services. Go to MVIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MVI? It's the best. MVI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.